Sometimes in church we say the Apostles' Creed, not very often, but sometimes. We say it at baptisms, and I think we say it when people are taking their vows of membership. You know, ancient Israel had a creed as well. It's called the Shema, and it goes, "Hear, O Israel, listen, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your strength and all your mind." James must have said that in his prayers since he was very young. And it's true. It's true. But real faith, James tells us, real faith isn't about saying a creed. You can say a creed and it can express your faith. It can deepen your faith. Real faith is about relationship with God. It's about friendship with God. Having the correct teaching about God is very important to faith. You can get into all sorts of problems if you don't. But by itself, it's not enough. And James tells us that we can see whether that relationship with God is real, sooner or later, by what we do. He tells us, this is the way it is with faith. If it doesn't show itself in actions, in what people do, then it's dead. These are very solemn words. They ask us to examine ourselves, to see whether the faith that we've got is real. The Apostle Paul was talking about that. He said that when he encountered Christ, then all the things which he had put his trust in, all the things which made him feel better than other people, he threw them away for the excellency of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord.